Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my Energy of Success series. And the next step, step five, is, and this is a process so that you can embody the energy of success. So the next step is, and this is one that I have been recommending over and over and over and over again for the last couple of years, last 3 or 4 years. Complete a self-esteem workbook for teens or kids. If you're a regular listener to my program, you've heard me say this over and over and over again, and I'll tell you why. I want you to finish it cover to cover, and then let your intuition guide you through it and be willing to go deep as necessary. So, this is, you know, a spiritual energetic exercise, but you're going to use a self-esteem workbook for teens or kids. And I wouldn't buy a long one, you know, find a short one that you can get through, because it is going to take you some time. If you really go through it intuitively, you're going to get cues as to where your self-esteem might be low, and you might need to journal on that, shift some beliefs around that. Pray on that, forgive on that, meditate on that. So I'd say pick a short book, but whatever book you pick, commit to getting through it cover to cover. I've been recommending this to my one-on-one clients for, you know, as I said, definitely over the last couple of years, because there's a reason. Where this all came from. So this was one of my pandemic reads, Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. I've heard about that book for years. And during the pandemic, I was like, you know what? I'm going to read it. And so one of the premises of that book that the author covers is that people with low self-esteem, they require so much assurance of success before they do anything. So they really can't be all in and take the amount of risks they need to take because they're waiting, right? They need some victory before they even get started, right? The truth is that often when we're taking a risk, when we are moving towards our success, you don't have any control over the timing of your victory, right? And you have to trust and believe in yourself and have a strong enough sense of self-worth that you can continue on the journey. Because if your self-esteem is low, without a doubt, you will unconsciously make choices and decisions that get in the way of your success. If you're focused on, you know, if it's, oh, this has to make money or I'm not going to feel it's worthy, you know, I think there's good business sense, right? And then there is good inner sense, right? And so when your self-esteem is low, you can't make good inner sense, and you sure as hell can't make good business sense from that place either. So you're most likely to stay stuck, or you keep doing the same things over and over again that's leading to the same result. And if you're hearing yourself in this, please do not feel embarrassed or ashamed or feel bad in any way, shape, or form. Just go get a self-esteem workbook and do the work, right? Because it's just your low self-esteem getting in the way. Now, what I've found is people whose self-esteem most needs their attention, they're the ones that don't want to do this damn book, you know? Even once they start the book, they'll quit. Or they won't do it full out because it's, you know, you are working against that wounded part of you. And so if you can go into it from a state of observing, the way I got myself through it was I was like, oh, this is a self-esteem issue. All right. And granted, yes, I'm a coach. So I, you know, I've got some gumption kind of built into my system in that way. But I'm like, oh, this is a self-esteem issue? Let's get this worked out, you know? And I, you know, I did book after book after book after book. Again, it was the pandemic, so I could. But intuitively, I knew, you know, as I tuned into spirit, like, spirit, you know, I'm not the only one suffering. How do we heal this? I got the message that the self-esteem wasn't fully developed, or the incident or experience that affected the self-esteem as the reason why it's so low in present day happened in childhood. So you're really going back to talk to that part of yourself. So that's why you want to do a book for children and teens. Also, self-esteem books written for adults are unnecessarily wordy and complicated. And when you're dealing with a really unconscious part of yourself, and low self-esteem is very unconscious, particularly at our age, you know, when you're in your adulthood, you don't need a lot of words, and you don't need a lot of intellectual speak. You need that wisdom given to you straight. And I think that's the way they write books for teens and kids. And so I know for sure there's a self-esteem workbook that's very short on Kindle Unlimited. And it's specifically for kids. It's not a teen one that you can get through. I mean, I tend to do a self-esteem workbook now definitely once a year, usually twice a year, like every 6 months, just instinctually. And so the one I did most recently, I know is on Kindle Unlimited. It is very short, but it still took me about 6-7 days to get through it. Because you're doing it not just head on, you're doing it intuitively, and you're looking for, where do I most need to heal? Where am I most wounded? And the workbook is just a guide for you doing that work. So it's still very much a spiritual exercise. So again, the reason why you want to work on the self-esteem is because when your self-esteem is low, you're not going to do the shit you actually need to do to be successful, because you need some outside validation. You need the victory up front. You're not, you know, it makes you feel bad about yourself if success doesn't come right away. And oftentimes it's a journey, and timing's always up to spirit. And so it makes it difficult to lock into the belief that it's a paycheck waiting to be cash. You need that paycheck when your self-esteem is low. You need that paycheck to validate what you're up to. And I get it. Yes, there's a business to all of this. And yes, money is important. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, hey, it doesn't matter until, you know, this thing happens. It doesn't matter until this thing happens. And when you put all of those barriers in the way, you can't see clearly. So you can't even see your true and right path to success. And that's all unconscious as it relates to your self-esteem. So be willing to do a self-esteem workbook for kids or teens. Just fucking do it. I love you. I love you. I know that part of you that doesn't want to do it, because I have client after client, even my client that does all, you know, for the most part, she does all her homework. When we're working together, she struggled. She did a whole different book. She did a book on self-love, and she's like, yeah, Amy, I did it. I was like, I was cheering for her. I was so excited. I was like, okay, well, what book? And then I saw it was a self-love book. I'm like, oh yeah, no wonder that was so easy for you to get through. Do the self-esteem one. And it's hard, and it's grueling, and it's not fun, because you have to really look at that part of you that wasn't developed as a kid. And that's not your fault. That's not your fault. But I guarantee you, those who are doing what they love and the money is following, they have a higher self-esteem than you. And it's not a comparison. It's not a comparison. It's just fact, right? So self-esteem plays a huge part in your ability to succeed because of the mindset that is formulated as a result of the low self-esteem. So if you heal the low self-esteem, then you can see your path to success more clearly, and you can stay all in until you reach the goal, right? Yeah. High self-esteem is in the vibration of success. Cool. So again, do a workbook. It's good for your soul. Everything in you will scream and yell and tell you, no, you don't need to do it. You don't need to do it. That's such a waste of time. Or, oh, it's not that big of a deal. No, it is a big deal. And once you get that worked out, then the sky's the limit. You know, you open yourself up to your next level of growth. But if your self-esteem is low, no matter what you're pursuing, until you heal that, you can't pass go. So be willing to complete a self-esteem workbook for teens or kids, finish it cover to cover, and then let your intuition guide you towards what needs to be healed. You know, you'll see areas where you're like, oh, I need to journal on that, or oh, that's a memory, and you might need to forgive. Or maybe it leads you to say, okay, that's a big deal. I need to go and work through that and get some support around it. I hadn't even considered it. If you've already done some therapy, you may not have to go that deep. I don't want to say deep. You may not have to invest in time and energy into therapy, but if you haven't any therapy, the self-esteem workbook can help you guide that journey, and you'll know, hey, therapist, this is what I need to work on. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. My goal is to help you succeed. I want you to be a success. It's all an inside game. Yes, there'll be actions that you take, but if your inner world is a mess, it's really difficult to succeed. It's really, really difficult to succeed. So be willing to do the work. And I want to help you do that work. I have a 1-year intuitive coaching package that is designed to help you have the strength, the courage, the power, the inner power, the wisdom, the insight to do everything you say you want to do. Please consider that. Information on that service is at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And thank you so much for listening to this show. Please like, subscribe, review. And it helps you search for the podcast in the future. It helps the algorithm find us. And because when I say us, I think of you as the listeners, as a part of the community. And it also helps other people find us. So thank you for taking the time to do that. And I look forward to connecting with you on show 6 in this series. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.